The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus journeyed to a city called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd accompanied him. As he drew near to the gate of the city, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. A large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity for her and said to her, "Do not weep." He stepped forward and touched the coffin. At this, the bearers halted, and he said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, exclaiming, "A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people." This report about him spread through the whole of Judea and in all the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord. There is an interesting approach to studying the Bible, and it is called the ABCD method. Very simple. The first letter of the alphabets, ABCD. A stands for a first impression. In this step, we read the scripture passage and think about what it first says to us. Then B, big idea. Here, we think about what doctrine we see in this passage. C, challenge. How does this passage challenge my views of God, of life, and of faith? How does it change the way I think or act? And then D, decision. What decision will I make? How will I change my behavior or my attitudes because of what I have read? Now, let us apply this method to today's gospel passage, the raising of the widow's son from death. First of all, A. A first impression. We might be amazed at the power that Jesus shows in raising a young man from the dead. We might feel compassion and joy for the widow who is about to bury her son. We might also wonder what it must have been like for those in the crowd to witness such a miraculous event. And we may also have questions about how a man could possibly raise another man from the dead. Then B, big idea. What does this gospel passage tell us about Jesus? It certainly tells us that Jesus has power over death, and he has compassion for those who suffer, especially the powerless and hopeless. And then, from the way the crowd reacted, we can see that Jesus was regarded by the people as a great prophet. And we can also go one step further and proclaim that Jesus is God, because only God has power over death. Now see, challenge. It challenges us to look at the passage and see where it is calling us to change our behavior, beliefs, and attitudes. Perhaps there is an area of our life where we have already given up hope. Perhaps we are facing a difficulty that is dragging us down, and we have no idea how we are going to deal with it. Maybe we have given up on praying and asking God for help because we just cannot see how God could possibly do to change things. But today's gospel passage could also challenge us to see Jesus as our ultimate hope rather than relying merely on our own strength and resourcefulness. Finally, D, decision. After reading today's gospel passage, what will we do to change our lives? It is unlikely that any one of us will be able to raise the dead. But there are other ways we can bring hope into the lives of the people around us. We may know someone who, like the widow in the gospel passage, has lost a loved one and would appreciate a shoulder to cry on. We may know someone who is struggling, say, financially, could use a visit to take their minds off their troubles for a while. And after reading today's gospel, we could also decide to let Jesus enter into the areas of our lives where we have lost hope. And also, through prayer, we put everything into his hands and believe that he will make a difference. So on this day, when we gather to hear his word and receive the gift of his body and blood, let us once again entrust our very selves to him and trust that we will witness with our own eyes the wonders of his power and love.